I'm really sad. I had just recorded some shit and it disappeared. Like the chupacabra. Anyways, I guess let's redo this shit. The chupacabra, literally, the word translates to goat sucker. It is defined as an animal said to exist in parts of Latin America where it is supposedly where it supposedly attacks animals, usually goats. According to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, the chupacabra is defined as a grotesque creature that drinks the blood of livestock. There's actually a type of zoology that specifically studies these kind of creatures. It would be called cryptozoology, which is the study of animals that may or may not be real. Let's see. The physical features of the chupacabra are said to be a vampire-like creature resembling a large rat with horns and fangs. The original description of the chupacabra, before the most current one, which is the first definition I read, was a bipedal, spiky-backed creature. The origin of the chupacabra has said to appear in the mid to late 90s. Some places where first attacks were reported were in Puerto Rico. In 95, they had at least a dozen reports of attacks, according to Animal Planet. Also, according to Animal Planet, 96, there were also a good amount of attacks in Mexico. Let's see. Where are my other notes? Some theories about the chupacabra is that it was a top-secret U.S. government genetics experiment done in the rainforest of Puerto Rico. The second theory would be aliens. Third theory, sinister biological welfare program. One of our first eyewitnesses was called. Her name is Madeline Tolentino. Sounds like tortellini. I like it. Or like, you know, like the Tostino's pizza rolls. Here is the thought of many people's thoughts on her thoughts. According to Life Science, her description is thought to be identical to the monster and species, which it was released around the same time that Miss Madeline started saying that, you know, she saw this chupacabra, so it was released around that time in Puerto Rico. Let's see. Where? Hold on. Now let's get to the real thing about the chupacabra. So before I tell you my thoughts on the chupacabra, I will say that I'm not gonna say that it's not actual. That, you know, I do still believe that there may be an actual chupacabra in existence. What I'm about to tell you is a supposed truth about chupacabras. There have been supposed bodies of chupacabras found in, like, 2000 and up. And, unfortunately, I mean, I guess, who is it unfortunate for? The tests were done on the bodies of these animals, and I guess, unfortunately for people like me who like to believe that chupacabra still definitely exists, they did indeed turn out to be, according to DNA test, dogs or coyotes that had suffered sericoptic mange, which means it's a loss of hair due to, like, some kind of mites, which causes them to lose hair. Hello. So supposedly that is what all the bodies have been. And also, interesting fact here, it is said that that it was not far-fetched for, you know, wild dogs and or coyotes or things like that to have bitten the necks of these animals, I guess, and then leave them to die. What they found interesting about my cat's fucking knocking at my door. What? Anyways, what, you know, they had found interesting, what they had, people, witnesses had always tried to disprove was that You know, the animal, most likely a goat, you know, or a sheep, usually, seemed to be a void of blood, meaning the creature that attacked the farm animal seemed to be, you know, like, the blood was sucked out of it. But, according to BBC.com, apparently, yes, on BBC Earth, there is a whole article on this, which I was kind of surprised. There is something called lividity, which means that blood seeps to the lowest part of the body and coagulates and thickens, thus giving the illusion of the animal being drained of blood. So, to me, this is kind of like, you know, kind of a letdown. Because, you know, like I said, I like to believe that the chupacabra does exist. But, apparently, it is just an internet monster. And due to, you know, the internet being, even though the internet was way before the 90s, the public use of internet, the story fled a lot faster than it would have been. And had the sightings been before, you know, the internet was popular in, like, 95 and shit, it would have seemed more validated, the story, if it had been, if it had popped up in other places. So, I mean, it's kind of a letdown. I'm kind of let down because, honestly, I really kind of thought Chupacabra was definitely a thing. So I guess not to say that it's not a thing, but realistically, I guess the bodies that have been found have just been dogs or coyotes suffering from that. What did we say? We said cercoptic mange. Personally, I find it kind of upsetting. Not like upsetting, but you know, it's a letdown. If you have any other thoughts, concerns, anything about the chupacabra, let me know. If you have any interesting stories relating to the chupacabra, maybe your girlfriend is a chupacabra. I don't know. Or your boyfriend. Fucking bloodsuckers. Ugh, God, I hate them all. But anyways, you know, maybe you've seen one. I don't know. Maybe you've seen a real chupacabra and not this internet story of chupacabra.